Here's another exclusive live track from Sun King Studio 92, powered by Clipshotio on WTTSFM.com.
How long have you been playing and songwriting?
Been playing and songwriting for about 5 years, really. It's not been long. I was kind of aiming for a different career, trying to be like a professional rugby player. But that ended when I was like 17. I broke my right leg pretty badly, and it kind of ended all that. And so kind of hit 18. I was applying for universities, and then put my mum through hell applying for like musical institutes and stuff. No experience, and no gigging experience, songwriting experience, but kind of blagged my way in slightly. And then, yeah, kind of started then. So it's been 5 years since I started uni. So.
And you got accepted to where?
The Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts.
Now, I read online that you also got to meet someone because of the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts. You won a contest.
Yeah.
That allowed you and other, or seven other students, to meet Sir Paul McCartney.
That was cool, yeah. I did. That was nice. It was, I can remember, getting that and being told, all right, you need to be in uni in Liverpool for like 9 a.m. and come and meet Paul McCartney, and you'll have like 45 minutes with him. But the night before, I was playing in London, and had to like get a night bus back to Liverpool. It took like 6.5 hours, and I got into bed at like 6:30, and then was like, all right, I'm going to just lie down for a bit. Really paranoid that I was going to sleep over, you know, and miss it or something like that. But my alarm woke me up, ran into university, met Paul McCartney, amazing, and then went back to sleep, and then just kind of woke up, and then had this horrible state of like thinking, oh, I've missed it, or I've dreamt it, or something.
This is all a dream.
I think I did meet him, because it was just a really hazy period, but I did meet him. Yeah, there was a picture to prove it. It's cool.
Did he give you any advice as far as longevity or creativity?
Not really. No, but not to say, you know, he didn't, but he did. But I think it was mainly, you know, 45 minutes goes insanely fast when you're with someone like that. And by the time we'd kind of got acquainted and said our hellos, and we kind of talked about both being brought up in Liverpool and our love for that city and songwriting and stuff like that, you know, but it was like 20 minutes left, and you're like, oh my god, what can I ask him 20 minutes? And he just wanted to hear some songs, and so I played him 2 songs, and it was incredible, because you forget how much of like a gifted musician he is. And you know, it's all, or you, it was only ever the press you saw, like, oh my god, the Beatles as like a, you know, as people, but as musicians, you know, they did so much in terms of, for, you know, progressing production techniques and recording techniques, and as actual musicians, they were incredible. And Paul McCartney, you know, he's never heard these 2 songs I played to him, never. Yeah, within 30 seconds, he'd picked up his guitar and he was following the chords, you know, milliseconds behind, but being able to kind of predict where I was going and harmonize with what I was singing and stuff. And it's this incredible feeling of like, he's playing my song that he's never heard, never played before. He was just doing it. And it was like quite mind blowing to see someone do that. You know, I could never do that. What's he playing? You know, but yeah, no, he's good.
That's awesome. So, all right, Sweet Disarray comes out here in March or April?
April 1st.
April 1st. Oh, it's not a joke, right? Where it's not April Fool. No, just kidding. Now, you got signed in 2012. Leading up to, obviously, 2 years later, is this like a big weight coming off your shoulders, being able to release this?
A massive weight. Yeah, I think it's been more than 2 years kind of waiting for this, really. I've always been eager to, I think I'm always been the person to kind of want to show people what I've done or what I can do, whether it's from playing sport as a kid or anything like that, or anything I've learned. I'm always wanting to share that with people. And so to kind of have that slight, not a restriction, but people saying, just wait, there'll be the perfect moment to release this. You can't help but sit there and just kind of like claw at the table thinking, oh, I really want people to hear this. So it's been, you know, since I started songwriting, you know, like 5 years ago, I've been waiting to kind of release a body of music that I'm really proud of and that I've been working on. And yeah, finally get to do that. So I'm really happy about that.
Well, perfect. All right. Sweet Disarray comes out April 1st. You can pre-order online right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right this second.
Well, give us some minutes. But. All right. Let's hear some more from Dan Kroll live here in Sun King Studio 92, powered by Clipshot Audio.